flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Grant and Danny on the Fan as we welcome you back. Josh Harris, the owner of the Commanders, took out a page in the Washington Post today to thank the fans of his organization. Back page of the Post sports section. Pretty classy move by Josh Harris. Danny, let's read through what he had to say, and we can go into some of his comments.
Dear blank fans, the season marked the beginning of bringing Washington football back to its status as a premier franchise in the NFL and restoring the significance, pride, and sense of community that this team has represented for decades. Growing up in Chevy Chase, I remember Sundays when the entire DMV came together in support. These memories shaped my vision for this franchise, and I will continue to strive tirelessly to build a team that unites and inspires for years to come. When we became stewards of this franchise 2 summers ago, our mission was clear: to win on the field and in the community by creating a culture of excellence, attracting the best talent, and investing deeply in our team. I cannot be prouder of our front office and coaching staff, led by Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, who have set the tone for this franchise and laid the foundation for success. After starting next week, Mark Klaus will officially join the organization. Mark brings decades of experience as an excellent business leader and will focus on creating amazing fan experiences and ensuring our team delivers for the communities we are so fortunate to serve. Of course, none of this would have been possible without the incredible efforts of our players, whose hard work, grit, and brotherhood define the season. A special thank you to Jaden Daniels, who made history and shattered records. And thank you to our additional postseason captains, Zach Ertz, Terry McLaurin, Jeremy Reeves, and Bobby Wagner, along with the rest of the players. Everyone stepped up and contributed to deliver a 12-5 regular season and thrilling playoff run. This season was a tremendous reminder that the Commanders can galvanize not just a fan base, but an entire community. Our mission to build an elite franchise and create unforgettable experiences begins and ends with you, the fans. Your unwavering support has meant everything. Week after week, through highs, lows, and unforgettable moments that Hail Mary in Week 8, you showed up. We're building this for you, and we won't stop until we have a championship. Thank you for being on this journey with us. With sincere gratitude and excitement for what's ahead, Josh Harris. On behalf of Marjorie Harris and the Harris family and the entire Washington Commanders ownership group.
So I love this. I think it's an awesome thing that he did. Look, it's easy to take the victory laps when everything's great too, right? So like, we can't get enough Josh Harris right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He puts out a letter in Philadelphia today with the 76ers struggling and the arena deal that fell through, whatever. Like, the approval rating's not at the same rate.
Mm-hmm.
And so they might not want to see anything that you have to say. I love you, buddy. Your approval rating is a 99.9% here, and you could write 1 million words, and I'll read all of them, and I'll love all of them. So I think it's smart for him, and I'm sure he's got really good PR people around him and really smart people around him. They're going, hey, let's bask in this a little bit, send out the letter. Everyone wants to see your name, wants to hear what you have to say. I also think there's something to transparency, though, where just it would be nice if this was an annual tradition. There's going to be years where you go 4-13. It'd be nice if you sent out a letter afterwards that we're going to try to get this thing right. But I think this is a really cool deal because one of the issues I had with Dan forever was we never heard anything from him. You wondered if he even felt indebted in any way to the fans or appreciative in any way of the fans.
It also got to the point where it was too late. In other words, if you had never made a habit of doing anything, which he didn't, and then you tried, because everybody's been waiting for years and years and years to get a piece of you, when you did this, people would just kill it. So if they posted this on Twitter, every reply would be like, sell the team, screw you, I hate you, you're the worst.
I agree, but that still doesn't mean you shouldn't do it.
But my point is, I think that's what happened. It became self-defeating, where you just do this. This is what you do up front. When it's good, you do it. When it's bad, you do it. And it takes the steam, it releases the steam, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
Right? So this is classy, it's correct, it's a full-page ad. It's not just a note that they stuck on a door somewhere. They took out a full-page ad in the back of the paper to let everybody know, thank you for this. Which, again, is classy.
He's shouting out the hard work of his team's GM and head coach, which is the right thing to do. He's telling you that the new team president really starts next week, which Mark Klaus, who comes from like Campbell's Soup or whatever, Campbell's company, you know, he's going to get going, so that's a big deal. And then it's funny to me that he singles out Jaden Daniels. Not crazy, because he is the biggest reason they made it as far as they did. But that's just kind of funny. But then he did the right thing. It's not just Jaden Daniels.
Right.
There are still players. I went on the radio in Nebraska with Adam Carriker this week. And Carriker, just as an aside, mentioned when he was here, and the rule was, you know, that nobody really is allowed to go to Dan Snyder's house. It's like blurred the lines. And then they found out that Robert Griffin and his fiance or wife at the time probably had Thanksgiving there. Or just little things like that where in the locker room it trickles out that like the owner had paid for Robert's honeymoon, or, you know, and it just rubbed players the wrong way and they didn't like special treatment for certain guys. So if you're going to mention Jaden Daniels, you probably need to mention the rest of the players. And he at least goes on to say other captains, Ertz, McLaurin, Reeves, Wagner. So you got some stars, you got some special teams only guys there. And then he does say the rest of the players. I think he touched all the bases there pretty well.
Yep, that's a good point by you. It's so you acknowledge the elephant in the room, which is, yeah, the quarterback's pretty special, but you don't do this without kind of your senior leadership team. And he specifically shouted out those guys, including guys that are free agents, right? In terms of Ertz, well, you didn't have to do that. And it was, I think, the right thing that he did. The transcendent player, check, and all the culture setters, check. I think that was the right thing. That was very well done.
I hope that this is the first of many postseason letters from Josh Harris.
Yeah.
Ideally after great seasons, but really it doesn't even matter necessarily. One of the Commanders' top assistant coaches is being asked to interview for a job. I'm going to give you those details next, and we're going to play a little game for those final two tickets to 106.7 The Fan Live. So if you want to win those tickets and play with us next, you've got to call right now, 800-636-1067. We're going to play Does Danny Hate It on G&D.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth of the Sink of Truth podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the Sink of Truth. Follow and listen to Sink of Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.